KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. With mostly cloudy skies and 8 degrees above zero, we look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 26, winds southwest at around 10 miles per hour. In the news, a Casey's General Store in Council Bluffs was robbed early this morning. Authorities say officers were sent to the store at 510 23rd Avenue following the incident that happened around 2:14 a.m. Upon further investigation, police were informed an unknown white male entered the store and showed the clerk a note asking for cash in the drawer. The man left the store on foot and fled with an unknown amount of cash. The suspect was wearing a black coat, red hooded sweatshirt, a white face mask, and white gloves. If you have any information about the crime were in the area or may have seen the suspect, call the Council Bluffs Police Department Crime Stoppers line at 712-328-7867. Red Oak Police report a woman from Shelby County was arrested Thursday at the Harrison County Jail on two valid Red Oak PD warrants. The warrants charge 26-year-old Mariah June Isabella Clark of Portsmouth with animal neglect resulting in death and cruel treatment of animals. The neglect charge is from the state and holds a $2,000 bond. The cruelty charge is by the city of Red Oak and carries a $300 bond. Clark was transported from Harrison to Montgomery County and held on a total bond of $2,300. The Atlantic Police Department reports five arrests, two of which took place on Monday. Officials say on Monday, 45-year-old Bruce Burge of Atlantic was arrested for operating under the influence, and 18-year-old Dante Watkins of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Watkins was cited into court and released. Burge was booked into the Cass County Jail. Last Saturday, 26-year-old Bryce Baker of Atlantic was arrested for simple assault. Baker was booked into the jail. On February 10th, 41-year-old Jason Cook of Atlantic was arrested for harassment in the second degree. He was cited into court and released. And on February 4th, 49-year-old Binte Binos of Atlantic was arrested for operating under the influence, criminal mischief, and driving while license suspended. Binos was booked into the Cass County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County yesterday said a man from Villisca was arrested Wednesday afternoon. 26-year-old Sean Cody Lee was taken into custody for interference with official acts in connection with an incident that occurred in the 100 block of North 2nd Avenue in Villisca. Lee was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Thursday said there were 628 new positive cases of COVID-19 test results returned from the lab over the past 24 hours for a pandemic total of 331,064 positive cases. There are also 15 additional deaths for a pandemic total to date of 5,321, including one additional death in Cass County. Statewide, 4,792 COVID deaths are attributed to underlying causes. COVID was a contributing factor to 529 deaths. Deaths at long-term care facilities account for 2,139 of the total number of deaths. Long-term care facility outbreaks declined from 27 to 29 on Thursday. Officials say 771 LTC patients have tested positive for the virus and 517 have recovered. State data show hospitalizations showed an uptick from 235 on Wednesday to 252 on Thursday. COVID patients in an ICU increased from 52 to 59. State said Thursday 52 people had been admitted over the previous 24 hours and 24 patients were on a ventilator. In RMCC Region 4, those are hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, 13 people were hospitalized with symptoms of COVID. Three people are in an ICU. One person was admitted over the past 24 hours and one person remained on a ventilator. Iowa's statewide positivity rate continues to decline from 7.3% on Wednesday to 7.2% on Thursday, and the seven-day average was down to 5.4%. Authorities say a total of 306,382 Iowans have recovered from the virus. And with that latest death in Cass County, that brings our pandemic total here to 48. A bill providing public schools extra money to cover COVID-related costs has won bipartisan approval in the Iowa House. $27 million will be split among all districts, but Republican Representative Dustin Height of New Sharon says districts that had the most classes in person would receive the largest share of the funding.
We all know in this room that kids in school is the best learning environment for the vast majority of our students in the state of Iowa, but that this year it took a little bit extra to get them in the room. And that's what this bill does, it helps with that extra cost.
About two dozen Democrats voted against the bill. Representative Sharon Steckman, a Democrat from Mason City, said the funding distribution ignores the expenses of hybrid and remote learning.
This has been a tough year for our kids, no matter what plan their school used, and no matter how COVID affected their area. Our kids had no choice, yet the funding in this bill is rewarding kids by zip code.
The House plan does give a financial break to districts that had buildings damaged in the August derecho that and could not hold classes until repairs were done. Those districts will receive a full stipend as if they had in-person classes during the entire fall semester. The bill now goes to the Senate for review. And Iowa Senate President Jake Chapman says if a court complains, a court rules companies like Facebook and Google have illegally stifled the free speech of Iowans, those companies should lose all their state and local tax benefits.
We have seen over recent months in particular where big tech is censoring Americans and even Iowans from being able to express their views and opinions.
Facebook and Google have data centers or so-called server farms in Iowa. Chapman says those companies were awarded tax credits and property tax exemptions, plus a big break on electricity.
These are some of the largest consumers of energy here in Iowa, and they're exempted from paying sales tax on those utilities. So they have a choice to make. They can respect Iowans and respect our ability to voice our opinions. Or they can forego these special tax breaks.
Chapman, a Republican from Adel, is the lead sponsor of a bill targeting internet sites and digital marketing places with at least 20 million subscribers or members that block what Iowans may post online. That means the bill could impact Google, Amazon, and Apple for blocking Parler, a Twitter-like app promoted by conservatives. The companies made the decision, citing Parler content encourages violence. Amazon is rebuilding a warehouse in Bondurant, while Apple is set to receive a $200 million in state and local tax breaks for a data center in Waukee, a site that's in Chapman's Senate district. Chapman says companies like Apple are operating social media platforms that have become the public square and therefore have a responsibility to allow unrestricted speech.
When you have these big tech companies arbitrarily deciding what's going to be shown, what's not going to be shown, I think that is extremely dangerous.
28 other Republicans in the Senate have signed on to co-sponsor Chapman's bill. However, Majority Leader Jack Whitfer of Ankeny, the top Republican in the Senate, is not among them. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.